Sebastian Schnula, fresh off a victory in last month's Yukon Quest, led the way out of the Rainy Pass Iditarod checkpoint at 3:35 this afternoon. He was followed closely by Paul Gebhardt, Rick Swenson, and Aaron Burmeister from Nenana. Burmeister says he's running the best dog team he's ever had.
So I've spent about the last 10 years building this team to where they are right now. I've been very conservative in races this season, saving them for Iditarod. I feel they're very strong and just right where I want them to be today.
Two-time defending champ Lance Mackey was the first musher into Rainy Pass this morning. Mackey is optimistic about his chances for a third straight win.
Absolutely. That remains to be seen, but this team is very capable of it, no doubt about that. And we've proved that we're capable, so yeah, absolutely. I'm ready for the challenge.
Another musher who thinks his team can be first to Nome is Hugh Neff, who lives on Annie Lake near Whitehorse, Yukon. Neff is currently running in fifth place. He has never finished higher than 19th in the Iditarod, but he says this is his year.
You always wonder if you can hang out with the big boys. And this year I know that, I see the way people look at me, and I see the way, guys like Hans Gatter or whoever look at my dog team, and I know that I have a nice-looking team, and for me it's just about taking care of them and controlling my competitive juices until the right moment, and just waiting until we get to that spot where I think it's time to shift it into another gear.
Neff calls himself a hyper guy who has a tendency to let his arrogance get the best of him. Neff says his dogs have an incredible amount of energy, and he says it's his job to turn that into a team that can power up hills and speed across flats.
Being a musher, it's more than being an athlete. It's more like being a magician, and you have this big magic pot of energy that you're just trying to put together and make into this wonderful piece of art.
And Neff says the mental game of the Iditarod, figuring out when to rest and run and when to make a move, is just as important as the physical condition of the mushers and their dogs. The only other musher who's left the Rainy Pass checkpoint is Melissa Owens of Nome.